that's where I'm confused with where you're coming from, Raven, is when you take responsibility for you know, your brothers and sisters, what's the language that you use to describe the relationship that you have with this system?
Well, I believe that we, all of us, manifest the system. I believe it's important to say the U.S. state and not we, because I think using the word we leads to confusion. And we absolutely have to start getting clear, developing clarity of thought. When we say we, meaning the U.S. state, it could be interpreted in many ways. It could imply a patriotic position. It could imply confusion. It could imply a sense of responsibility that the state is in us, as you were suggesting. Although, for the most part, I think when I hear it used that way on the left, it is, we have to make this state better. It's the fix-it solution. And I'm arguing that that's a dead end, that it isn't a real solution, that you cannot fix a state established to keep us contained and corralled. It's not designed to do that. So in order to speak clearly, when we mean the actions of the U.S. government, we should say the actions of the U.S. government. And when we're talking about how the state gets reproduced on multiple levels in multiple institutions, that's a different level of analysis. And then we can start talking about, because I believe we have to start explaining as we do our analysis the world we're living in. It never gets discussed in an open, authentic way over the airwaves. And so we have to start doing that for each other. So we have to start explaining how there is a single operating premise in a class system called supremacy. Yes, it is manifested in the military, but it is also manifested in us, in how we relate to our children. And when we talk about the responsibility of pundits and who gets over the airwaves and who doesn't, I want to always give thanks for the ancestors, and to remind everybody listening that there are no new thoughts about how to deal with this class system. And it is only the fact that it is evidence of the degree of our containment and the level of totalitarian control of our thoughts that we are still repeating the same conversations. In fact, at a much, much lower level of analysis than our ancestors had figured out hundreds of years ago. For instance, in a book I picked up recently by Peter Kropotkin, it's a collection of his pamphlets. 130 years ago, he wrote a pamphlet called An Appeal to the Young, addressing this issue, Dewey, of, well, what is our responsibility? He's saying to young people, you have a responsibility, and then he breaks it up into he speaks to young people who want to become doctors, to young people who want to become scientists, lawyers, engineers, teachers, and he concludes with artists. And the one on teachers, he says, and I thought about this because you work with children, Dewey, he said, and what should I say to the schoolmaster? One who is surrounded by joyous youngsters, who feels exhilarated by their cheery looks and is in the midst of their happy laughter. To him who tries to plant in their little heads those ideas of humanity which he himself cherished when he was young. Often, says Kropotkin to the schoolmaster, often I see that you are sad, and I know what makes you knit your brows. This very day, your favorite pupil, who's not very well up in Latin, it is true, but who has nonetheless an excellent heart, recited the story of William Tell with so much vigor. His eyes sparkled. He seemed to wish to stab all the tyrants out there. And he gave with such fire the passionate lines of Schiller. Before the slave, when he breaks his chain, before the free man, tremble not. But when he returned home, this child, his mother, his father, his uncle, rebuked him for want of respect to the minister or the policeman. They held forth to him by the hour on prudence, on respect for authority, submission to your betters, until he put Schiller aside and picked up self-help. And then, only yesterday, Mr. Schoolmaster, you were told that your best pupils, one had become an officer, another was in league with the master who robs workers of their slender wages. And you had such hope for these young people, and now you brood over the sad contrast before your ideal and life as it is. You still brood. And then I foresee that in 2 years at the outside, after having suffered disappointment upon disappointment, you're going to lay your favorite authors aside, and you're going to start saying that, well, Tell was a honest fellow, but a little cracked, and poetry's first rate for the fireside, especially when a man has been teaching the rule of three all day. But still, poets are always in the clouds, and their views have nothing to do with real life or the next visit from the inspector of schools. Then he says, but on the other hand, I mean, that could be your response. Or